Set your mind on things above.
Since, then, you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated, at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians 3 verses 1 and 2.
Listen to these words again from the Message.
So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life of Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from His perspective. Colossians 3 verses 1 and 2 from the Message.
What is your sense of value? That you are worthless? Focus on the perfect Father's sense of value.
Long before He laid down earth's foundations, He had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of His love, to be made whole and holy by His love. Ephesians 1 verse 4 from the Message.
What is your frame of reference? That there's no hope? Focus on the God of hope's frame of reference.
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13.
What is your sense of proportion? That you will not be able to succeed? Focus on the God of power's sense of proportion.
Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory. Ephesians 3:20.
What is your perspective? That you will never change? Focus on the perspective of the God of all grace.
And the God of all grace will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. 1 Peter 5:10.
I bless you to set your mind on the God of hope, not the hopelessness. I bless you to focus on the God of compassion, not the sorrow. I bless you to rely on the Spirit of truth, not the lies. See things from His perspective. I bless you.